Well, did you make it to church yesterday? Have you been going to church? Have you found a church? Have you landed the plane and found a place where you can serve and just worship together? Dr. Mark Eckel is the president of the Comenius Institute in Indianapolis. We're going to be talking in the next few minutes about unchurching and what happens when you don't go to church. Mark, this is Linda. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Linda. It's great to be with you all again today.
Well, we love having you on. And, you know, Mark, we were talking about just this whole topic. Kelly and I have often said when we miss church, the week just doesn't seem to go as well. It doesn't seem to go as smoothly. But there are some dangers of unchurching. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, this really kind of struck me as I was reading something that was kind of in a focus point that I really don't emphasize much, and that is there's a journal called The Week, and it's it has a point of view that's very different from my own, which is good to read folks that don't always agree with you. And they had this great article a couple weeks ago entitled "The Dangers of the Great American Unchurching." And the thing that really stood out to me in this was this phrase toward the end of this article, and here it is: "There is a precipitous collapse in the power of the churches in American public life." I'll repeat that. There is a precipitous collapse in the power of the churches in American public life. The thing that stood out to me was here is a person who's speaking with whom I don't necessarily agree on a lot of particular issues, but that individual is telling us, hey, you know what? We need the church, and if we don't have the church, things are going to go south real fast.
That's kind of scary to even think about, Mark. This is Kelly, by the way. And we know that we're told in God's word not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as some have gotten in the habit of doing. Talk a little bit about the importance of church attendance. I mean, yes, we have that edict from God's word, but sometimes we can, even as Christians, depending on what's going on in our hearts and our heads, lose track of why it is so important to be there and the benefits that God has built into it for us.
Sure. So I'll mention this since you have already quoted a section of this. It's from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. I'll just read a few phrases here. "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some is, but encouraging one another." One of the things that I wanted to stress here is stirring one another up to love and good works. One of the things that I do on Sunday afternoons is I watch JB, that's James Brown, on the NFL Today on CBS. And I love James Brown, a great Christian man. And yesterday, as they were discussing concerns in the culture, he said, you know, the most important four-letter word that we have is L-O-V-E, love. And this is what we ought to be emphasizing. When you go to church, you stir one another up to love and good works. And these good works then pour out and spill over into the culture around us. Just one example of this, there was a Baylor study done in 2014. And what was discovered there was about church attendance wasn't just that if you go to church and attend church that that's important, but that if you participate in the church, and this is what Hebrews chapter 10 is talking about, to stir up one another to love and good works. This has an impact now on the public good. Business leaders, Harvard Business Review is saying, you know what? There is an influence of positive attitudes toward better productivity. They are seeing the need for people over profit. Oh, my word. Isn't this a light shining on the culture? How important these things are. And it all starts with church attendance.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Eckel. He's the president of the Comenius Institute in Indianapolis. And we're talking about unchurching. What happens when you don't go to church? About an hour ago, Mark, we were talking about Barna research from a year ago as well that surveyed people what 30% of Americans do once a week, or 12% they do it biweekly, and that's go to church. But those numbers are shockingly low of the people they surveyed. Only 30% say they go to church every week. 12% go to church biweekly. You know, we talked a few weeks ago with you about public good. Why is going to church beneficial for the public good?
Let me suggest four ideas here. One is community. This is the community not only within the church, according to Acts chapter 2, but the community of our neighborhoods, the community of our small towns in which we live. People are attracted to goodness. And this is, I think, what we really do a poor job of sometimes in the church. We tend to stress truth, But what we ought to be doing is doing good. And then when people see that, then they're attracted to it and say, hey, what makes you different? That's community. I think this stirring one another up to good deeds is important, because so often Christians scream at the darkness. What they ought to do is light a candle. And it doesn't take much. Just doing good. Titus 3, 1, 8, and 14 repeats this command to us over and over again. Light a candle in your neighborhood. Do something that's positive. And when people see that, they'll be attracted to it. The third idea is that our habits need to be cultivated. That's one of the ideas here in Hebrews chapter 10. This isn't something that's just a one and done situation, but one that's a constant over and over again. This is a need that we need to do every single week. And then finally, to encourage one another, this is distinctively Christian. And when we think about how we are responsible not only for each other, but then Galatians 6 says, don't only do good within the church, but as much as possible to everybody else surrounding us. That's the power of this emphasis of public good and church attendance.
You know, I was just thinking as you were saying that, Mark, that, you know, if we slip away from church and we let that continue for any length of time, it seems to me that this goodness that you just spoke of also begins to slip away. And even though we know people who are unchurched, they don't go to church at all for whatever reason, some call themselves atheist, we as the body of Christ do know the truth, and we need to obey that truth, because, again, there's that whole thing of goodness, that others may see Christ through us. And how is this world and our culture ever going to be impacted for anything good if we are not going to church and practicing that goodness?
Yes, this is a big deal for us. We have this tendency to compartmentalize ourselves as Christians, and we're talking on Moody Radio, and we talk about spiritual things all the time, but the spirit is connected to the financial, to the physical, to the emotional, to the psychological. Our responsibility as Christians is to see the wholeness of our human persons and the wholeness of everybody else. So sometimes we need to begin with talking about financial matters or psychological concerns or issues of what does this mean for the neighborhood in which I live. But all of that is infused with what the teaching of Scripture teaches, and that is this emphasis of drawing others to the light of Christ by the light that we share with them.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Dr. Mark Eckel talking about unchurching, some of the dangers when we don't go to church, what the Bible says about church attendance, and why going to church is beneficial to the public good. Dr. Mark Eckel is the president of the Comenius Institute in Indianapolis. Mark, what's the best way for people to connect with you?
There are two websites I would encourage folks to look at. One is my personal website. It's warpandwoof.org. That's warpandwoof.org. You can find over 600 essays, reviews, podcasts, sermons, all kinds of things there. And then the Comenius Institute, ComeniusInstitute.com. You'll find some of our latest one-minute videos that talk about what we do here in Indianapolis. And we're always anxious to connect with folks. Please have your listeners reach out. I'll look forward to reaching back to them.
All right. We'll post this on our social media too, Mark, so folks can find it more easily. But thanks for joining us as always and making us think. You have a great week.
Blessings on yours as well.